Today I'm going to share with you something simple, seven speed workouts that you simply need to know.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Welcome. Yes, as the lady said, Heiko is my name. What I specialize in is in developing mental tools for runners, of course. And did I mention the content, be it on this podcast or in our live seminars, it is for the type of runner who wants to improve. That runner who doesn't want to get slower as the birthday numbers become higher. Yes, here we aim to help you become a better, stronger, and smarter runner. And how this works? It's a free podcast. Well, it's part of the Advanced Endurance Coaching Setup. We specialize in mental tools made for runners. This is the place if you feel you need to do an online course where you can learn mental techniques to develop your potential, build resilience, and use scientifically proven methods to enhance your training. As I said, this is a free podcast. No ads, no review of running socks, just the things you control. How you think about your running, how you feel about your running, and of course, how you run. So the key to becoming faster, stronger, more efficient. You know, usually we stumble into running by accident. We never think about it. And then we stumble into a routine and we do that several times a week. And then suddenly it becomes years and suddenly it becomes a workout. And suddenly it becomes hard. But it doesn't need to be. We simply don't use the word fun enough. And we need to use words like proper rest and recovery. Those are the important keys to become faster, stronger, and more efficient. Plus, bringing in some fun, it diversifies your training to prevent any chance from boredom. You know, frequently alternating your running pace, it's going to have different muscle fibers activated, which is going to help you, well, beware from injuries. Because when you're first learning how to run fast, and people don't usually approach it slowly, you know, this means keeping the workout stress low with short bursts of fast speed, rather than just, I'm going to go down now to the track and I'm just going to do like fartleks. No, you need to progress to this. So as your season progresses, your fitness is going to be improving. You'll find yourself running longer because you're training harder, but you're going to be doing it with more ease the longer runs. So the seven speed workouts. Let's first talk about pace. And the pace, it's different for everybody. But three classifications we've got. Easy, medium, fast. Fast, you can't hold a conversation. And it's something you can sustain for more than a minute. Important thing is you still maintain proper form. Medium, that is, well, less fast, less than fast. And you can still complete a whole run at this pace, but you're also not going to be talking, but it's a slower pace. And easy is the one where you're running and you're chatting and it feels effortless and everything is just great. Now, these are the three times we're going to be looking at. Then there's strides. You know, strides are the short bursts of high intensity running that train mind and body to move faster with lower stress. So somewhere in the middle or second half of a normal length run, which varies from person to person, it could be 3 miles, 5 miles, or 8 miles, you're going to increase your pace to fast. And you're going to run like this for 20 to 30 seconds before backing off to your regular running pace for 1 minute or 40 seconds to 1 minute to 30 seconds. And you're going to repeat this anywhere from 6 to 20. You could finish feeling a lot more fitter than when you started. There's the one-ones. This particular workout consists of a warm-up, 5 to 20 minutes. This depends on how much you did the week before, the run before, followed for anything to 20 to 60 minutes of, and here it comes, it's one of my favorites, of 1 minute at fast pace, followed by 1 minute of easy. That's the easiest thing to remember. You just look at your watch, 1 minute fast pace and 1 minute running easy. Now, for those runners that struggle with tempo runs or are now new to it, the one-on-one workout, it gives you a major kick because you know what's happening, you've already done a couple of them. You're not going to give up a one-on-one. And what's going to happen is you're going to improve at it. you'll be able to do more reps, and it'll become like this challenge. It'll become like Donkey Kong back in the 80s. You're going to think like, hey, last time I did 10, I'm sure I could do more than 10. Why did I only do 10? I could do 20, because after 1 minute, what's the big thought? I can relax for another minute. So 1 minute again, just get the minute over with. I can relax again after the next one. The gear shifting minutes. It's a bit like a one-on-one, but it consists of single minute segments. But rather than switching between the two paces, you switch between three. You start off with easy. You're easy. You're feeling good. You're just doing it for 1 minute easy. Next, you increase to medium. Medium, no talking. You need to concentrate. And then you switch to fast. No talking. Full power, your maximum speed, you're being chased by that dog, you know, and that's going to help your body to learn how to identify paces and how to move efficiently between them. It's going to keep your mind engaged. And when you're running your marathon and there's a guy in front of you, or there's a bus in front of you, a big group of runners, and you think, I'm running too slow. This pace is too slow. I want to get past them. You know how you can increase. You know it on your car. You know how deep your subconscious mind knows how deep to press that pedal to overtake, isn't it? You know you don't need to floor the car. You don't need to do a kick down there, unless you drive a beautiful V8, of course. But otherwise, you don't need to do a kick down. You know how much gas pressure you need to apply to overtake a vehicle. That's the same you need to do here. Right. My favorite one-hill sprints, how could it be missing? While they may not be as fast as sprints on the track or the flat path, hey, they are just as important. And I've had so many shows, episodes about running uphill. Why? It means less impact for your joints, and it gives you so much cardiovascular endurance, and you're building strength. And all you need to do is just think 8 to 12 seconds is already enough. Even you guys in the Netherlands can find an 8-second, 12-second climb. I'm sure you can. Those of you living somewhere else, you know what? I have one stretch which is a 3-kilometer uphill. I love doing it. There's another stretch I have, which is a 7-kilometer uphill. I'm so used to it. In the beginning, it was a challenge. But then, you know, you set yourself the goal, and all of a sudden you're going to remember that fastest time, your fastest known time you did on that 5K, on that 7K hill. And it's always going to be in your mind, even if you're running it up, deciding to run it up slower. Now, the tempo and the lactate threshold. So some people claim this workout is comfortably hard. You know, and some of you might think it's impossible. I'll tell you what, it's neither of those two. The key to doing a tempo run is actually not to define it with a verb, but it's to increase the metabolic fitness by teaching you to push your body's threshold. So it means if you're training your body to get better at handling fatigue, that's when you're able to run faster. And that sweet spot is actually somewhere between the fast and the medium. So your desired tempo length will vary depending on what goal race distance you want to do. So after a good warm-up, 5 to 20 minutes, consider doing a single 10-minute tempo, or even a couple of sets of 6 to 8-minute tempos with 3 minutes jogging rest between them. And trust me, you're going to enjoy those 3 minutes rest. So as a 5K runner, you maybe work up to 20 to 25 minutes of tempo in one workout. And whilst you're training for a marathon, you may end up more like 90 minutes. One that we hardly ever think of is the fast finish long run. It does not really feel like speed. It's that mix of endurance and speed, which you're bringing out towards the end, when you're tired, when you're done. And you're going to finish the long run. You're going to teach your body that you can still do it, that still you have some reserves, that you still have some power left inside of you, and you're going to finish that with a sprint, because you've been doing most of it between medium and easy pace. So there is still something out there which you can do, and you're going to practice that, and that's going to give you a total different lookout on your run. The track repeats on the track. The track is flat, it's consistent, so it's easy to do consistent distances, and the time isn't going to lie. So you need to incorporate those regular track sessions for that reason. I think there's about a million track workouts. Just Google them and take one. You know, there's a 5K one that I love, 12 by 400 meters at a slightly faster pace than my goal 5K, or a 200 meter jog, then 200 meter at a mild recovery pace. Beautiful. Look for one. Find one which is suitable for you. And anything that is an interval which is meant to help increase your stamina, and it shouldn't be conducted at max effort. You'll take less recovery time, but you're going to increase your number of repetitions. So the challenge is in holding your pace for the entire workout. And as you become stronger, more conditioned, rather than walk to the during the active recovery, you're going to jog. That's when you know you're doing it really, really well. There you go. Those are my essential training tips to help you become really on the track, a better, a stronger, faster runner out there. I hope something is there which is going to rekindle your memory that you're not just supposed to go for a long, slow run. You're not just supposed to go out and do your 10K or your 5K, whatever you're doing. No, you need to have firm exercises that you're doing. You need to have that on your training plan. Lesser distance, high intensity. You're going to be so happy you're building that. And you're going to run with consciously about what you're doing. You're going to be progressing each and every week. Do one a week. It is enough. Because what we do in that session, in that track session, what we do when we specifically train is we put our focus on it. And you're going to see those results. And do it now, during the winter time. I want to finish off with a beautiful verse here from the Bible, Proverbs 4. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Wonderful verse. Guard your running intensity above all else, because it's going to determine how you're going to run. Thank you for joining us on today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.